The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, You justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts. For what is of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, brother.
So I'm sure we've all seen a bunch of action movies and superhero movies and all those epic fantasy movies and stuff that are out there. These types of movies paint with very broad strokes. The protagonist in the action movie wins the day with his final battle. The superhero wins the day by destroying all the supervillains in one grand finale. Frodo triumphantly conquers evil by casting the One Ring into the pit of Mount Doom. These stories, these movies, again, paint with a very broad brush, broad strokes. But our Lord in the Gospel today reminds us that while the grand victories and the glorious battles won are good and necessary, they're only possible by taking care of the small things, the little things. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. St. Therese of Lisieux talks not about grandiose ideas of saintliness, but rather of the little way, of doing little things with great love. Our Lord, so aware and so focused on the here and the now, on the present moment, before he leaves the tomb, he takes time and rolls up his burial cloth. Places them neatly. Our Lord, upon calling Peter and the others to the shore after a long morning's work, knew that they'd be hungry, and he prepares breakfast for them. It is the little things that demand our all just as much as the big things. But the big things are built up by the small things. A saint is not made a saint overnight, but rather through the small daily attention to God's grace and movements in the world and in their life. My brothers and sisters, that's our task today, to pay attention to the small details, be present here and now, and to move ever closer to our Lord, however small that movement might be.